earlier than usual. You got a little road trip to make this morning.
Yeah, I got some things to do, and I appreciate you guys letting me come on early.
Well, we did have an open spot, so it's working out great. Let's talk a little bit about your win, a playoff win. And, you know, I was listening to you talking to Brian last week, and I was concerned myself with the bye. You know, you talked about it, a little concerned. I was afraid, okay. And before the game last night, our game, I said, I'll tell you what they need to do. If they can hold them and not and because I said I'm so scared they're going to come out a little flat, you know, maybe not and what was your assessment of the first half? Because I've read the paper, but tell me how you felt things were going in that first half.
Well, you know, we had a really good week of practice. Our kids seemed focused, and I really didn't think the bye week was going to be that. I don't think it had that much of an effect on us. They win the toss, take the ball. And we we'd literally stuff them. I mean, it's fourth and 15, punting on either own five or so, something like that. So we came out with a lot of energy. And our first play we ran, we picked up 10, 12 yards. Second play was going to be about a 15-yard game, and we laid it on the ground. And we haven't done that all year. And that kind of took a little air out of our sails, and we didn't quite play with I'm not going to say we didn't play hard. We just didn't maybe play as well as we have. And we were able to get that turnover back and score in the second quarter and take a 7-0 lead at the halftime. But I think our kids competed. We just didn't play real well. And I didn't do a very good job of the coaches are telling me, you know, God, Steve, they got 10 guys around the ball. You know, you can't keep doing what you're doing. So we fixed that at halftime and we're able to – sustain some drives and played well enough to win.
When a team faces a little adversity, and you know, you all have been on a roll the last few weeks, and really haven't had a lot of adversity or close games anyway. And you said it took a little wind out of your sail. It takes a little time for some kids to adjust to that, but. You for the most part, I guess you guys handled it well, especially going out of there at halftime was it tied at half or did you,
no,
you had a lead at seven?
It was 7-0 and they had, after we scored, we didn't really get a good kickoff and they got the ball at about midfield and drove it down inside the 15. They were out of timeouts and there was about 18 seconds going to half. And I think they were going to try to chunk one in the end zone before they kicked the field goal because they have a really, really good field goal kicker. We were able to pressure Matt a little bit, their quarterback, and got an interception right before halftime on about the five, which let us have
that
a
was huge.
It was huge because he would have nailed the field goal. He's a good kicker.
You come out and you know there's a time in a game where you're leading and I want to mention Andrew. It was 14-7. They had just scored, correct, and then he runs one back. That has got to be the greatest feeling if you're a coach. I don't know if you can feel
well,
any
you
better
know,
than I'll other than
what,
winning the game.
You know, it kept me from having to do a whole lot of thinking, you know, because now I'm thinking about, all right, you know, we've got to take the ball and keep it and get some points out of this. And when we scouted them last week, Coach Spann made the comment that, you know, Steve, they don't cover real well. You know, if we can get a good return this week. Sure enough, they kicked us. They gave us one that we could return, and Andrew just did a. I don't think he got touched. I mean, he did a great job of seeing the hole and hitting it. But we know we had 10 other guys that did a great job of getting in the wedge and making the blocks they needed to make. It was just an overall great hustle play by all 11 guys on the field. But Andrew did one heck of a job.
Yeah, Andrew's kind of come around and really done some really good things. And, you know, he's got a brother that has done pretty well, too. And he ran the ball a lot last night. And you run a play and you think the quarterback, okay, we're going to key on it. But they just don't – they can't – they don't stop him very often, do they?
Well, you know, it's a our offensive line has done a great job all year and giving him creases to get in. And Nathan sees things, and he doesn't rush things, and he knows how to set blocks up, and he's done a fine job for us, and Andrew is another kid that's a you know, a real headsy type kid, and got a little something about him, and he's had a great year for us as well.
You know, you talk about the offensive line and the job they've done. You know, you started off the year and not a lot of passing, and really don't throw the ball that much. That offensive line has got to be strong in order to keep moving the football like they do. And I think the combination of that and the defensive play that you've had all year, it's got to make you proud. I mean, it's just amazing what they've done.
Well, you know, it's just like I've said on here the previous, you know, 11 weeks or so, our kids understand that you know, we've got to play with great effort and great passion every snap, and you know, they do those things, but you know, our coaches, our assistant coaches coach with that same passion and push them hard every day. And so it's, you know, I'm just proud of our kids, the way they compete, and they do compete every snap.
We got an opponent coming up now. You've got Gordonsville and at home. Coach, how big of advantage is it to have home? I know you gotta like it. I mean, there's no travel, but of course that's kind of a silly question for me to ask. But the crowds have got to be, you know, really, you know, just in terms of just support, you've got to be tremendous at what's going on down there at Eagleville. And I'd love to have an opportunity to get down there because I know that place was packed last night.
Well, you know, I've said it before. If there's a better set of fans than Eagleville fans or Eagleville football fans, I'd like to see them because they've gone through a lot with our football program. When things were maybe struggling a little bit at times for Eagleville football, and I was part of some of those struggles as well, they always supported us. They've always been there. And obviously I'm happy for our staff and our school, you know, and our players to be where we are right now, but I'm just as happy for the community, the people that have lived out there and supported us and kind of lived and died with the Eagleville Athletics. And I'm happy that they've now got a, you know, at least for the 2011 season, you know, they can say that, hey, we, you know, we had a really good football team that competed and played hard and something they could be proud of. But the crowd last night was unbelievable.
It's what they do at Eagleville on Friday night. I mean, you know, it's the thing they do.
You know,
I mean,
and you know, the thing is, it's up to us as a football team to you know, if we're, you know, the Eagleville people, I don't think that as far as our football program goes, they don't, I think that we don't have to be 11-0. We don't
Right.
have to be, you know, undefeated or doing this, that, and other. They understand, they're smart enough to understand that when they come to games, they see players playing hard and competing and getting after it and coaches coaching and kids, you know, doing the things they're supposed to do and carrying themselves with great character and that sort of thing. And they appreciate that. And I think as long as our kids play hard and compete, that they'll continue to come out and support us.
Gordonsville, you know, a big name, you know, in terms of, you know, history, good coaching. Tell me what you expect from them. What are you looking for in them?
Well, they're by far. We've played some good teams this year, but they're by far leaps and bounds better than anybody we've played. You know, they're big and they're strong, and then to add to that, they're fast. You know, they're just a good football team. They're sound in everything they do, you know, we've got our work cut out for us this coming Friday night.
It's now a point of where you just got to be ready to play every week, and it's not hard to get them up for any game now, is there?
Well, you know, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. And, you know, one of our coaches was talking to, you know, the guys this week and said, you know, we're playing sudden death football now. You win, you get to play another game, you lose, and obviously you go home. And, you know, our kids, they've responded all year. And I don't think they've let, you know, 10-0 or 11-0 get in their heads. And they understand. Our kids know you know, what gives us the opportunity to win is going out there and competing and playing hard and all those sorts of things. And they know that if we do those things, we give ourselves a chance to win.
Better get there early. 7 o'clock, you better get there early if you want a seat, though.
Yeah, it's the way it was last night. It was pretty neat. It was about just a little after 8 in the morning, and there were people coming in the stadium and setting up their towels.
Unbelievable.
And their seats, and you know, there was probably 10 or 10, 20 or so seats and blankets and all that stuff, you know, before, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning.
People and, tailgating about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
There may have been, but by that time I was kind of,
you were in another
yeah,
zone.
You know, and, but it was neat for, to go down to the field and see people already getting ready for the game at 8:30 in the morning.
It's just tremendous for your program, isn't it? I mean, just to you know, and to think, and you've said it before, it's really kind of, they know they'd be there with regardless of record, but to be able to let them have something to smile about and be so proud of, it's got to be a great experience you're going through right now.
Well, you know, it is. It's great for our community. It's great for our schools. Great for our program. And I, you know, I think, you know, if we weren't undefeated, but we were going out there and not competing and not doing things like that, they may not show up, and I wouldn't blame them. You know, I wouldn't want to go watch a team that didn't compete and play hard every snap. But I think as long as we do those things, that they'll be behind us.
Is it true you and Trace Atkins sang a duet last night for the national anthem, or was it just Trace?
It's obvious that you've never heard me sing before. And my wife has, and she says I have a real, real nice voice.
But he was there.
He was there and sang, and he's kind of embraced our team. And,
awesome.
And, I spoke with him for a little bit, and just a real nice fella, very humbled, and you know, he just kind of fits right in with us out there.
Well, I know the guy can sing. I can tell you that.
He, you know, I didn't see him sing. We were coming down, but he was. You know, I'll go down a limb here and say that was probably the best version of the national anthem since I've been there.
Well, and I heard Blake and Miranda were there, but that's just a rumor. I'm just, you know, this isn't an Entertainment Tonight show.
Well, that's who we're going to try to get there this week.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's enough of that, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, Coach, good luck with Gordonsville next week, and going to be a great crowd there. And like I said, get there early, 7 o'clock start for that one. I am really pushing Brian to send me on the road and let me do updates from Eagleville this week, and I'm hoping to let me do it.
Well, I, you know.
They obviously don't need me on the other broadcast, so I thought I'd go out there and do some stuff for you guys.
They need you, and hopefully you'll get some good updates from Eagleville.
All right. Coach Steve Carson.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, and good luck next week. And, again, just a tremendous season that the Eagleville Eagles are having, undefeated and still playing and going to be hosting Gordonsville on next Friday night, 7 o'clock game time.